Yes. Tammy. Oh, Tammy. Would you welcome, please, our congresswoman, ladies and gentlemen, Tammy Baldwin, U.S. Representative.
And my mother actually named me after this song in the movie.
She did?
She did.
Well, what was the reasoning there?
I don't know. She had this little blonde baby, and Debbie Reynolds had played Tammy. I'm not quite sure. She must have loved it.
That could have been a setback for you, and yet it wasn't.
We survived.
A lot of Tammy jokes, I imagine, over the years.
I think you've made a few of them.
I made a few of them. I probably made
I think you made some of the best.
I'm trying to find my material here, which is underneath all these grits and all these books. And excuse me for just a second. I'm sorry to be so disorganized. You don't send out maps or anything, do you, like a lot of the Congress people?
I have not sent out maps.
Yeah. You might want to look into that.
You know, the map of the 2nd Congressional District isn't just, like, useful to anyone except for me.
Well, not just of the district. I mean, that's a little limited, but I mean, you know.
World maps, or?
No, well, you know, Wisconsin or something like that.
Okay.
You know.
We'll look into that.
Maps or the blue books. A lot of the old guys used to send out the blue book every year.
I used to do that when I was a state legislator.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess nationally you
would
do
that.
We
get an allotment.
There's no national blue book, I guess, is what you're saying.
Well, there is a blue book, but it doesn't serve the same purpose. It wouldn't be as useful to constituents.
No, not at all. I don't think so. I just wanted to ask about that. How is it going?
It's an incredible time to serve, I can tell you.
Yes. Yes. any reservations about it? No. You know, tell me if you agree with me that the level of political discourse is the lowest since, they used to beat each other up physically in the 19th
There's
century.
A couple of duels that have occurred.
Yeah, there were duels early on. We haven't gone that far, but it's reached a kind of a new low, don't you think, in terms of civility and and talking about philosophy as opposed to personality.
I absolutely agree with that, although what I would say is the story of what civility exists doesn't get told anymore.
Yeah.
So it's not that I don't ever work with people across the political aisle or, have opportunities to have civil discourse and debate.
Yeah.
It's just that that never makes the headlines. That never gets covered. And
well, who do you like there? It was quite different from you.
Oh, boy. Well, actually, one of the people who's most ideologically different from me is a guy named Tom Price, who's a member from Georgia, conservative Republican. But a few years back, we put together a health care bill together. He's a doctor by training and spent about a year and a half trying to work through our disagreements. And it was a bill to allow states to create universal health care in each state. And, of course, we had a different health care reform debate that, has recently come to a close. But, yeah, that was a good story of probably...
Like John Boehner?
Now, John Boehner used to have his office across the hall from mine before he became a member of leadership. We'd walk over to votes together all the time. No handball, but you know, he's a smoker, and so he'd take the outdoor route. And I always like to walk outdoors, so we'd end up walking over to the votes together.
Nice guy to talk to, though, or?
Well, yeah, when you're making small talk, when the cameras aren't rolling.
And I mean, do they socialize? Despite party labels and philosophy, I mean, do you...
You know, there's some of
I'd like to think that you guys play handball together, racquetball, or...
Well, there's a pickup basketball game that I've never played in that occurs every, 4 p.m. over in one of the... Well, I guess there's a workout room that that a bunch of the guys play in, but...
Do you have facilities like the Senate's got those several gyms, and they got open bars, not even cash bars?
There are indeed fitness facilities for members and for staff on Capitol Hill. It's a huge complex, and so, there are workout facilities on campus.
Yeah.
And,
on campus? Is it called a campus?
Well, if I think about it, you know, it's the Capitol, and then there's 3 House office buildings and 3 Senate office buildings. So, it's, probably about 6 square blocks in size.
Yeah.
And now, of course, with, post 9/11 world, it's all sort of fortified, and so it does kind of look like a campus with an edge, to it.
Yeah. And office space, better?
Fabulous.
Than it was?
Especially than my freshman term when I had this wonderful view out my window of a brick wall in an inner courtyard. Now I actually, if I, lean in the right direction, I can see the mall.
Yeah. if you lean to your left?
Yes. As a matter of fact, it just happens to be the case.
And then this other thing, you know, and it's not just Sarah Palin or something, but her and the whole Mama Grizzly thing that's, you know, because, you know, everyone's women in politics, you know, and we always thought it would be, you know, like normal women or, you know, or progressive women or, you know what I mean? I mean, women right, who were right. actually, you know, weren't these Mama Grizzly types. And that is that actually a movement now that you see, you know, because definitely women, more and more women are in politics, but is it the Sarah Palin cadre of Grizzlies now that we're seeing?
Well, we have a couple of her ilk in the House of Representatives yeah. who are getting a lot of... a lot of play and sort of would characterize themselves much the same way, but there's a lot of the rest of us too.
Do we need an animal or something to represent, you know, Mama Badgers or something, you know, Mama Marmosets?
Well,
Mama.
I mean, despite the fact that I'm incredibly proud of being a Badger, I don't feel like we need a mascot for the women members of Congress
no.
in that sense.
But it seems to work. It gets, because, you know. It gets a lot of it. I'm just saying,
I mean,
think
maybe
about it.
The maps and a mascot. All right. It's on my things to do list.
Yeah. I'm thinking, yeah, think about those things. I also have this here bill summary and status search results for Tammy Baldwin, national health care reform, national health care reform. Excellent. World Glaucoma Day. I'm very much in favor of glaucoma, and I think we got to go a step further. medication for glaucoma, the only thing that works. You know, and I'm just saying.
I'm on that bill, too.
Are you?
I am.
Is that going anywhere? No, probably not. National Eye Institute, Glaucoma Day, same thing. Gastrointestinal disorder. You're on the forefront here of the functional gastrointestinal disorder and irritable bowel syndrome movement.
I am.
Does this cross party lines, IBS?
Or? It does.
Yeah.
It actually does.
Yeah. What's the background on that? How did you get involved in irritable bowel syndrome?
A constituent who felt that there's very little knowledge about it, a lot of misunderstanding about it, yeah. and not enough research asked me to take a lead.
Yeah. And as a result?
I have taken a lead.
Tums. Let them eat Tums, is that what? Okay. A Greenhouse Gas Registry Act?
Yes.
What is that one?
Well, you know, if we're going to reduce our carbon emissions,
yes.
going on a carbon diet, first thing you do when you go on a diet is you jump on a scale,
yeah.
and you see what the starting point is. And then, so the Greenhouse Gas Registry is sort of the equivalent of jumping on the scale. It's figuring out where we start. What are the emissions from all the power plants and major manufacturers, and get that first reading, and then figure out if we're going to really combat climate change, we are going to have to reduce over the years. But you need that starting point and that good data. So the registry is that data.
Oh, I see. And is that anything to do with the cap and trade thing that they're talking
about?
Well,
it's certainly if we were to pass a cap and trade bill, yes. it would relate to that. That would be the mechanism, the data by which you would make sure that yeah. the emitters were reducing their emissions over time.
Yeah.
But it can also work with a carbon tax yeah. or with any other way of putting a price on carbon or trying to reduce our carbon emissions without putting a price on it.
Yeah.
Any of those, I mean, in order to combat global warming, we need to have a handle on what our emissions are.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't there supposed to be an energy bill, though? And
yes, the House passed one last spring. And
what happened to that?
Well, like a number of things, it kind of got waylaid in the U.S. Senate.
Ah.
It's that supermajority problem that they're having right now.
Yeah, okay. You know, my theory is, one idea, I think, is actually to pump the oil back into the ground. This is my theory now, because those pipes could go both ways.
You know what they're talking about doing is putting the carbon emissions back down in the
yes,
ground.
Yes, and that's where I got
permanent
the idea
storage.
Was that the gas, put the gas, store the gas underground, or just force the gas back into those crevices that it came from.
We've got some of our brightest minds working on that right now.
Yes, and plus me.
We welcome that addition.
Railroad antitrust, is that still a big thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who owns the railroads? Well, is there one guy?
Four railroads control about 90% of the intercontinental freight travel right now. Oh. And if you only have one serving you, it's kind of like a monopoly. And they're not subject to the antitrust rules. So I hear from people who need to use freight rail for shipping their products all the time, that they're not getting any, they can't get competitive bids. So we need to do something about that.
Crane conservation?
Yes. So have you ever been to the International Crane Foundation?
I even danced. I danced with one of the birds out there once just to get it in
did.
The heat. Yeah.
Wonderful. And they do dance beautifully. Do you remember which one?
It didn't go into heat, unfortunately. That was the whole point of it, is to get them to go into their mating ritual.
Well, the International Crane Foundation opened my eyes to the fact that of the 15 species of crane that exist all over the world, that most of them are endangered or nearly extinct. We through heroic efforts in the U.S. and in Canada, have helped bring the whooping crane back from the brink of extinction. There were only, I think, 40 birds counted some years ago. But this would make us an international leader in trying to preserve and protect all 15 species that we find globally, most of which are very much endangered.
What did you think about this Gibbs remark the other day, that the left, you know, what he had to say about the left? They're on drugs, or they should be drug tested, and that really nothing would satisfy their agenda, and which seems to be somewhat probably what the Obama administration might be thinking about, some of who should be their strongest supporters. Do you feel that, any of that, or?
You know, I think I share the frustration of many that that change didn't happen more quickly. I think that if you're passionate about various things, whether it's, you know, the healthcare reform or combating climate change, or a lot of the issues that we've been talking about, that you're very earnest about wanting change. And yet we also know that it happens slowly and that we do have to be, you know, we have to work on this. But my fear is that those who are frustrated might not show up to the polls on November 2nd. They absolutely need to, because while the progress isn't as fast as we like, we are making progress. We were just talking about that health care bill. I would have loved to see us go a little bolder than we were and we will. That's the next step. But yet, we passed something that had been 70 years in the making that is making real difference already and will continue to in the future. And so, you know, I want to keep folks who want that change participating, urging, agitating. That's the only way it's ever going to happen.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I have noticed is that on several of these issues, that it seems to be that President Obama's way of working is sort of letting the legislators work out the details of these plans. And is there maybe need for more leadership in terms of saying this is what we have to get done?
Well, you know, I think on the health care debate, they looked at the last major attempt, which was during the Clinton years, where the administration presented their proposal to Congress, and Congress, before I was serving, sort of said, well, wait a second, what are we for? You know, and so I think they wanted to take a different approach. And while it was painful and slow and contentious, ultimately we were able to pass a very significant set of reforms that I think will lead to even further reforms.
Yeah. I don't detect any disillusion on your part. A lot of legislators are leaving now, actually, in the Senate and the House, because perhaps it's the climate and so forth in those places, and just the level of discourse that we're talking about. But you don't feel at all discouraged by your experience in Congress?
Well, our democracy is imperfect, but it is what we have, and I want to be a part of trying to bring about the changes that I think we were all eager for, whether it is a comprehensive, universal health care program, or doing the responsible thing by our environment and on climate. I mean, we have to have people committed to those things in office, and that's why. And we also have to get our economy back on track. Obviously, we're in very difficult times right now. I guess I want to be a part of the solution.
Mm-hmm. But emotionally, you don't ever go home and just say, "Why am I even bothering with this?"
You know, I have my trying days, but. But yeah, I get up the next morning and try again.
Yeah. Tammy, it's great to see you again. I haven't seen you for a while.
It has been.
I always enjoy seeing you. Call me if you need anything. You know, fundraiser.
More Tammy jokes?
Tammy jokes, you need them. Our representative, Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin.